The most common and most dangerous types of avalanches look like an enormous slab of snow sliding down a mountainside. There can be many thousands of tons of snow, enough to rip large trees from the ground, shift boulders, and crush homes and cars. The amount of snow resting on a mountainside, the angle of a slope, and the weather are some of the factors that combine to trigger an avalanche. Scientists know the most dangerous slopes are inclined between 35 and 45 degrees. But beyond that, there is no precise formula to decide when the risk is greatest. Almost anything can set the snow mass in motion. A loud sound or the weight of a single person crossing a snowfield. In the United States, there are about 100,000 snowslides every year. A few days ago, an enormous avalanche in the western state of Colorado swept two cars off a road. Those inside lived to tell about it.
It's just amazing the force that we were hit with, and that we're even alive today.
I ran out through my window and found daylight and started digging out at that point. I asked June if she was with me and okay, and asked Gary if he was with me, and they both answered. So I said, we got air, we're going to be all right.
When we got out of the car and looked at it, an aspen branch or tree or something was through the windshield and by right next to the passenger seat, and I was sitting right behind the passenger seat, so I just knew that I was lucky and someone was watching over me.
These Americans were lucky. Experts say for every person killed in an avalanche, five survive. At many ski resorts, crews trigger small snowslides deliberately before conditions become dangerous. But if a large avalanche develops, anyone caught in the snow's path should know it is impossible to outrun an avalanche. If you're caught up by a rolling wave of snow, the best tactic is to create space around you by swimming through the snow. Ethan Green of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center explains that the largest volume objects in an avalanche, cars or people flailing their arms, almost always wind up near the surface when the snow comes to a stop.
An avalanche rolling down the hill is going through a lot of motion, and the small particles tend to fall down into the cracks, and that motion pushes the larger particles up onto the surface.
No one died in this week's near disaster in Colorado, and control teams are out on the slopes working hard to keep conditions safe for skiers. Paul Sisko, VOA News.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。